farmers in the Greater West Nile have been advised to plant woodlot trees for livelihood and environmental protection. Siraj Okumu, a farmer in Nyajo Parish in Ludara Sub-County in Koboko District, says a number of farmers have expressed interest in tree planting and growing. The World Bank-funded project for woodlot, dubbed Invest in Forest and Protected Areas for Climate Smart Development, IFPACD, is a five-year project implemented by the Ministry of Water and Environment through partners EcoTrust and NIRAS Uganda. The farmers who will benefit will apply to access the support of seedlings. Speaking to Arua One, after a two-day training, Okumu says a handful of farmers have already started preparing their gardens for tree planting in Koboko District.
How far we have reached with them is one, we have prepared them, first of all, to do initial clearing on their land, so that whenever mapping comes, because the mapping is done when the field needed to be cleaned. Because if they don't clean the fields, definitely the mapping becomes very hard, because we want to still get the acreage or the size of the land which they are going to use for planting these trees. That so far we have done is mobilization, and we also preparing them to do the tree planting. So the key message is we are passing to our farmers is one, first of all, the interest. You need to show the interest at the beginning, which you have shown through applying on that form. Two, we wanted also farmers to give time to these areas where we are going to do the planting. So that's wanting them at least to do early preparation. One should be initial clearing, doing lining out, and even pitting.
The senior forest officer, Terego District, Robert Asiku, who is one of the experts under the project, says the project focuses on agroforestry. He reveals that in the North West Nile area, five districts of Koboko, Madi, Yumbe, Arua, and Terego will benefit from the project.
It has basically three components. One is agroforestry, secondly is actually the woodlot, which we have just come out from. The other third component is supply of wood fuel to the refugees, especially the persons with special needs, the PSNs. Specifically for this component, we are looking at farmers, households who are going to be engaged and mobilized, land trees, and this is basically to support our environment, because we have destroyed the environment, we have cut a lot of trees, and with the influx of refugees and even our own population, this has posed danger to our tree cover, and that has greatly reduced.
John Bushasha, the communications officer, EcoTrust, who trains the farmers and experts, says the project focuses on conservation solutions through smallholder farmers.
We're working in 19 districts, like I said, but those 19 districts span five regions. So currently, we're in the West Nile region, the northwestern part of the West Nile region. Here, we're working in five districts, that is Koboko, Madiokolo, Arua, Terego, and Yumbe. And this particular component, this communications component that is using a methodology called Farmers Voice Radio, is going to make sure that these farmers who we are recruiting, or we're onboarding into this project to grow these trees, get that kind of technical information through the radio. It's really not possible to have presence in each and every single farmer's garden.